Daily Light, April the 25th, morning. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. You know that he appeared to take away sin, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. He has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and saviour to give repentance. Through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. Your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. You shall call on his name, Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:11. And 1 John 3:5. 1 Peter 2:24. Hebrews 7:25. Isaiah 53:5-6. Luke 24:46-47. Hebrews 9:26. Acts 5:31. Acts 13:38-39, and 1 John 2:12. Daily Light, April the 25th, evening. Our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the power of his word. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's. And Christ is God's. Our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9, and Colossians 1:19, Hebrews 1:3-4, Philippians 2:6-7, Matthew 8:20, and 1 Corinthians 3:21-23.